God is good. And all the time. You sound great today. Welcome to First United Methodist Church. Welcome to Boy Scout Sunday. Aren't all these Boy Scouts decked out? Look, isn't that awesome? Man. We always are excited to honor the Boy Scouts, and we support them. They're deeply entrenched, I might say, in the life of this church, and I appreciate that as a Boy Scout myself. So this is one fine example of how this church changes lives in Jesus' name in this community and around the world. So make sure that you take in today and all that it has to offer. Also, happy Valentine's Day, a day early. Jamie, it's been the 10 most wonderful years of my life.
We've been married 18.
I tried. That's a joke for those of you that don't know us very well. And we'll laugh when we get home.
Love you, babe.
Yeah. Seriously, I hope you've had a great weekend. I know last night at the Valentine's Day banquet, what a banquet. Wow, a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of laughing. Alta May and Warren outdid themselves with the food, and they also wanted me to make sure that I lifted up the youth. The youth were the servers last night, and they did an amazing job. Everyone was so grateful for the help that they were last night. And so make sure, youth, that you understand how much you're appreciated and how you helped out last night during the Valentine's Day banquet. So. Also, I wanted to lift up something that I don't believe it's in the bulletin. I don't have a bulletin. Stacy Grifford, this is Justin Grifford. He's one of our pastors. And Stacy, they're having a baby shower. And I didn't get it written down here what date it was.
26th.
The 26th of February. So they are needing you to call the church office or something, let us know that you're coming so they can plan food and things in that regard. So February 26th, at what time again?
It's at 11:30. It's in the bulletin. Sharon Eichel's phone number or email
address.
There we go. It's at 11:30 here at the church.
So please make sure you read that.
Or there's a sign-up sheet in the lobby that you can put your name on.
So you have multiple options, guys. Don't get confused now. You can call... You can call Sharon Eichel, number's in the bulletin. You can email her, or there is a sheet in the back for you to sign up for as well. They would like to welcome this baby into this church and the world in a grand way. So make sure you support them. And this will be one of the first times that we can support, that we can celebrate an event in Justin and Stacy's life since they've been here. So I am excited about that as well. Also, have one other thing to lift up that's not in the bulletin. There is an animal shelter fundraiser this Saturday night, February 19th, from 7 to 9. It's in the community building. Animal shelter fundraiser in the community building. It's from 7 to 9. And Gold Rush, a band that Mark Lewis is in, our pianist, is going to be doing that concert. So make sure you go and not only support Mark, but also support that animal shelter that they're raising funds for. And again, that's this Saturday from 7 to 9. All right. Thank you again so much for being here this morning. Thanks for being here to support the Boy Scouts. It is just going to be an amazing day if it's anything like the first one. Make sure you pay attention, first worship service. Make sure you pay attention to the announcements. There are a lot of announcements going on, so please make sure you put this next to your calendar and compare that to your calendar. I want to lift up a couple things. 6 o'clock on Tuesday is the trustees team. 7 o'clock Tuesday is staff parish relation team. And then 7:30 is going to be volleyball in the community building. So make sure you go. We're having a lot of fun with sports and rec and that team. They're having volleyball tournaments. They're having 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. It's a lot of fun. So if you want to get involved in that, if you like physical activities like that, and Maybe even if you don't like physical activities, you should try it. But anyway, it's just a lot of fun. Talk to Justin or Mike, right back there waving his hand, Mike Shockman. He'll take care of you in that regard. So one other thing before we begin our service for today, there is what I call a connection card on your bulletin. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, but it will tear fairly easily. If you would put your name, address, telephone number on that, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you're visiting with us today, please make sure that you do that so that we can greet you properly and say thank you for worshiping with us today. That would be your offering to us in the offering basket that comes along towards the end of the service. And so our membership and those who worship regularly are just so excited that you are here. So we'd greatly appreciate it if you would do that. Are you ready for a wonderful worship service this morning? Excellent, excellent. And I'm looking forward to it as well. Kevin, you did a good job the first service. Praise God. So as we prepare this morning, Mark, if you would take over on the prelude as we bring Christ's light in among us. Are you ready to have some fun singing this morning? Yeah. If you're able, would you please stand with us as we sing some great songs today? be on the screen, hopefully. We like to clap our hands as we worship God. We like to sing loud, however you feel comfortable worshiping God. Join us, though.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
God, we give you praise and we thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to worship you this day. We thank you so much, God, for the opportunity and the gift to be able to gather together to celebrate, Lord, who you are, the creator of all that is, the redeemer of all who wish to be redeemed, and the one who also sustains us, God. We give you thanks and praise for the amazing lives that we have. We thank you so much for the ministries of this church. And today, Lord, we are recognizing what the Boy Scouts do in this church, in this community, and most especially in the lives of the Boy Scouts, God. We thank you for your anointing upon Kevin and the leaders of this troop. And today, Lord, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. Wash away our sins, Lord. Give us the strength to ask for forgiveness and give us the faith to know that we are forgiven in Jesus' name. We thank you so much. We ask that your presence be so powerful today in this worship service that you are tangibly felt in every single life that is here today. That all the evil and negative thoughts will run scared from this place, Lord, because of you. May your light shine in all of those darkest corners that we believe are secret in our own lives, God. You know us better than we know ourselves, and yet we think we can keep secrets from you. Remind us, Lord, that you love us even with those secrets. Fill us full, Lord. Be with us. Help us worship you today. Help us celebrate love as we think about Valentine's Day tomorrow. Your love especially. In Jesus' holy name, make us one with you and one with each other. Amen. Please be seated.
So now it's time for Kids Corner. If all the kids would come on down. Kids Corner will be brought to us this morning by Life Scout, Paul Dirks.
Follow me.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
Jesus,
how about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
Hey guys, I'm Paul. I'm going to be giving the Kids Corner today. Well, a couple months ago, well, more than a few months ago, I hurt my knee playing football, and whenever I got hurt, you know, it was pretty scary. The trainer thought it was just a sprain at first, but I ended up hurting my knee really bad and had to have surgery on it. And it was pretty scary because, you know, I love playing football, and this injury could have, you know, made me not play football again. So, you know, being scared and everything, I had to know that the doctors having surgery on my knee, I had to trust them and have faith in them and know that they'd get the job done the right way and everything. And so I had, you know, after surgery, I went home and I couldn't walk for a couple weeks because my knee had to heal. And so I had a lot of help from friends and family. And, you know, I had to have faith in them that they'd support me. And, you know, still it was pretty scary because a lot of healing had to go on and to make my knee better. And, you know, it's getting a lot better now. And for a while there, it was kind of hard to tell what was going to happen and everything, and I was, you know, because I can't, you know, this is out of my control. I can't make this heal the way I want it. I can't do what I want with it. So I had to just have faith that what happened is, you know, this was going to happen. I couldn't see what was going to happen, you know, and I had to just have faith and let my, you know, I had faith that God would get it done the right way, the way it's supposed to get done. And, you know, it's got done the right way, and so what I'm saying is whenever times get rough and you can't really see you can't control what's happening or you don't know what's happening, just have faith in your friends and family and in God, because what happens, you know, will happen, and it'll happen for a reason. So, yeah. Get your cups for... Oh, yeah, hold on, I'm sorry. We gotta pray. Please bow your heads with me as we pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for all of us being here. And thank you for the warm weather and get some the sun out and warm everything up and melt all the snow. Get ready for some spring. Thank you for Valentine's Day coming up. And help us have a good day tomorrow. And help us all, as hard times come, help us have faith in you. And know that what happens, happens for a reason. And it happens for us and all of us around, and all of us and everybody around us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, get your cups.
While the children are collecting change, we'll sing number 371, I Stand Amazed in the Presence, and we'll do verses 1, 2, 4, and 5.
I have a few joys and concerns today, but I want to send a special thank you out to Warren and his assistants for the delicious dinner last night. And the first joy I have, Sharon Eichel would like to announce that her nephew Cole and his Army Battalion are now home at Fort Hood, Texas, from their one-year tour of duty in Afghanistan. Their battalion... Their battalion unfortunately lost 13 soldiers on their tour. Please continue to keep him in your prayers. And Kevin and Jenny Smith have a new baby girl named Ariana. And one of the church's own, Wesley Jackson, got first place at districts yesterday and is now going to state. And a couple days ago, one of my friends sent out a text message forward saying that her mom has stage 4 neuroendocrine cancer in both lungs and liver, and she would really like it if we prayed for her. And are there any other joys and concerns? Okay, if you could please bow your head with me and pray. Dear God, we just want to lift up these joys and praises of the happy to you, as well as the prayers and cries of the needy. God, we especially want to pray for my friend's mom as well as all the other joys and concerns. God, you are the one, the creator. God, we ask you to watch over us, to shield us, to help us, to protect us. God, you're the only God worth praising. God, I just pray that you bother us enough today and this week so that we can change more and more into what you want us to be. God, I pray all of these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Tyler. We have a wonderful blessing right now. Alan Dockery, who was at an All-State Choir a few weeks ago and went down to see him sing and have fun, he's going to bring us a special this morning, Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Street, my Lord, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. Sail on silver, girl. Sail long by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. I will ease your mind like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind. I will ease your
If you would, turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians comes after 1 Corinthians. That's what I'm talking about. Moving right along. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Once you have that, I want you to hold your place. Hold your place. Okay, and if everyone would stand. Here at First Church, we say our Bible pledge every service just to recognize God's authority in His written Word. So if you would raise your Bibles high, if you have it on your phone, if you've got it on your Nook, on your Kindle, if you just wrote something down on your hand, lift your hand up, and everyone say with me the pledge behind me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Kevin? We just look back on history. A chance meeting between William D. Boyce, a Chicago businessman, and an unknown British scout on a foggy London street in 1907. Because of this young boy's faithfulness to his duty, to the scouting ideas, and Mr. Boyce's faith in youth, the Boy Scouts of America was born on February 8, 1910. Years later, the Boy Scouts of America would award its first Silver Buffalo Award to that unknown British scout. Thanks to John and Brendan for recreating this event. I might add that in Troop 34, we really do know the name of that unknown scout, and every young man who goes before his Eagle Border Review is asked this question, as who the unknown scout is. And guys, who is the unknown scout? Huh? Mr. Miller, yes, yes. So, actually, Mr. Miller got to play the other side of that scene today. So, thanks, John. He enjoys being kidded, I'm sure. Last week, we finished our teaching series, To Save a Family. The Boy Scouts of America have been helping to do that for 101 years. By passing on its tenets of good citizenship, service to others, and personal responsibility. Last week, Pastor Eric asked us the question, what is faith? We shouted out answers to him. my answer became the basis for this sermon. To me, faith is walking forward when not only can you not see your destination, you can't even see the road under your feet. You're following where Christ is leading you. William Boyce had faith in that British scout. And because of that faith and the faith he had in American boys, the Boy Scouts of America was born. How do any of us get through times of great stress and difficulties? If you ask us during those difficult times, we may not be able to answer. But hindsight, fortunately, is 20/20. There's a poem entitled Footprints in the Sand. Many of you are familiar with it, where the author arrives in heaven and asks Christ, "Why weren't you walking beside me in those difficult times of my life?" Christ responds, "It was during those times that I carried you." Oftentimes, life's circumstances are pressing in on us that not only can we not see the road under our feet, we don't even realize that Christ is carrying us along our journey. The portrayal we witnessed showed William D. Boyce in London on business experiencing the notorious London fog. It was midday and the street lamps were still lit because the fog was so thick. Confused by the maze of streets, Boyce passed by the same boy several times. Our young scout realized this stranger was lost and offered to guide him to his destination. Upon arriving safely, Boyce offers the lad a tip for his trouble. The scout refused because he was doing his duty to do a good turn daily. So impressed was Boyce with this young man's dedication to his scouting principles, he asked to be introduced to the founder of the scouting movement, Lord Baden-Powell. Powell met with Boyce several times over the next few years, eventually giving birth to the Boy Scouts of America on February 8, 1910. 7 years ago, Troop 34 existed in name only. Over the last 94 years, that has not been an uncommon state of affairs. Originally chartered to this church in 1917, Troop 34 has not always been active. Restarted several times in the 20s and 30s, we have been continuously chartered to the Warsaw Lions Club since 1941. 7 years ago, there were no boys active in this troop. 6 years ago, when I became scoutmaster, there were but four boys in our troop. It took tremendous faith to believe we could resurrect this troop once again. The leaders of the troop and I sat at the end of meetings dreaming about the day when we might have 15 or 20 scouts. When we reached that goal, we laughed and joked that maybe we're going to have 30 or 40. Today, Troop 34 has 47 boys active and 23 leaders involved in our program. Now we look at the number 50 and wonder if that's possible. How have we grown from 4 to 47? By faith. The leaders of our troop had faith in the program we were involved in, the Boy Scouts of America. We had faith in the boys because it was boys that recruited their friends. But most importantly, we had faith that the work that we were doing with the boys was God's will, and we were following His direction. In the last 5 years, our troop has seen 12 scouts attain the rank of Eagle Scout. In the coming year, we could easily reach 20. So I have 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There's a few more that aren't here. I'm counting on you guys. As most of you know, 2 years ago, Alan, Christian, Brendan, and I were going through a pretty difficult situation. I no longer could see the direction my life should take. Things were so bad I couldn't even see to put one foot in front of the other. Darkness was all around me. And like William Boyce, I groped around in the fog, not knowing which way to go. But in my darkest hours, Christ was there. He was there in the form of trusted friends, scouts, and family. He was there in the long nights when I felt so alone. Just like Mr. Boyce, much of that journey is a blur, the fog obscuring the details of such a painful journey. Even to this day, there are gaps in my memory. I can't find things I bought or put away. I don't remember details well from that time. It is as if that period of my life is hidden in a fog. And maybe that's a good thing. But as I look back, just as in the poem, I see only one set of footprints, because Christ carried me through that difficult time. Sorry, I leak. Bet I've done this enough, you all know that anyway. Who are you in this journey? Are you like William Boyce? You've lost your way in the fog, and life is obscure, the fog of life, you've lost your way, and the fog of life is obscuring your sight, causing you to grope around, not sure where you're going and what changes lie in your path. It is in these times Christ comes alongside us, guides us to our destination. He may come in the form of a trusted friend, a pastor, or even an unknown boy. Maybe you are that young scout, going through your regular daily activities, when you become aware that somebody nearby is struggling. They could be just having a bad day, or it could be more serious, like marital problems, financial crisis, health issues, or a crisis of faith. Have the courage to do your duty, to come alongside that person in need, and know that you must step up and show the way. That might be a listening ear, a kind word, or it may take a greater commitment on your part. You might have to go out of your way to walk with that person while seeing them on their way to their destination. This is what the Boy Scouts of America has been doing for over 100 years, coming alongside boys, guiding them on their way to adulthood, instilling in them the sense of duty to God, their country, and others. We're helping to make them better citizens and better family members. As in years past, I've invited several of our scouts to come forward and share a little bit with you about what scouting has meant to them. I'm starting off with Pastor Justin, so we can kind of learn a little bit more about him to share what scouting meant in his life.
I guess I got my eagle around, it was whenever I was 14 or 15, kind of in that age. There's a period of time where you do all the requirements that are necessary for that, but then you have a board of review where you go before several leaders from your council or from other councils, and they ask you questions. And it's funny because even at my Eagle board of review, they asked me, who is the unknown scout? And I said, John Miller. So it's not just here. This is something... This is something that's nationwide. So rarely do you ever find yourself sitting in the midst of legend. So remember today for that very thing. But whenever I found out that the church was having a Scout Sunday, I was a little disappointed that I left all my Scout stuff at my home in Arkansas, because I thought, you know, you guys understand, you work hard for everything that you got. You kind of show that off, and I was thinking, you know, I want to wear mine so I can show mine off. But whenever I see all you guys lit up like Christmas trees, I knew that I'd feel like a loser if I ended up wearing it. So I just spared myself that embarrassment. But I got my eagle and started probably whenever I was five with Tiger Cubs, and did all the different little things and made the cars and never quite won the Pinewood Derby. Did you guys have Pinewood Derby? Okay, race the cars. We did that, made the Cub Mobiles that you'd ride down hills. I remember wrecking into the curb. I wasn't that great of a driver, but, you know, God has other things for us. But some of the things that scouting has done for me, I've thought a lot about it this past week, and what it's done for me is it has almost created connectors, almost like stepping stones into other things. It's created new opportunities for me, and I'm not going to talk for very long, but one thing it's done is it's opened up the church to me. My Boy Scout troop was sponsored by the church that we didn't really belong to a church or really go to a church, and because the church sponsored my troop, we started going there. I started getting involved with the youth group. I did all kinds of stuff with the youth, went on camps, went on mission trips, got saved because of that. And the first sermon I ever actually preached was a Boy Scout chapel service. So that was neat in that opportunity created a way for me to step and walk in new things in that respect. Also, in terms of leadership, Boy Scouts was the first setting that I got to step out into leadership, being a leader among my peers, whether that was patrol leader, senior patrol leader. I got to really learn about the dynamics of some of that. So who are my patrol leaders and senior patrol leaders? Throw me a hand. Okay, we got a few. So, you know, what you don't want to do, guys, is you don't want to learn it the hard way. Okay? You don't want to be the tyrant. You don't want to be, attention! Okay. Are you completely stupid? Do you not know how a tent's set up? Okay, get on that. What are you doing? You just watching? Give me something to eat. Okay, you. Are you done? Okay, yeah. Clean the bathroom. Yeah, with your toothbrush. Get on it. Oh, you're already done? Okay, brush your teeth right now. Go. Okay, you. Lick my boot. It's dirty. Go. Okay, you don't want to make those leadership mistakes and be the tyrant. So you get to kind of walk in that. And you get to really learn a lot about yourself and your style in that sense. And so that has been a great thing for me, just as I have gotten to go further and be in different leadership and things like that. And another thing is just growing into an adult, into a man. The motto of the Boy Scouts is be prepared. And I can see just that in a lot of places in my life, and how when you go and when you do things, you think about what could happen. You're always kind of planning ahead. You're thinking about, you know, what's next. If somebody's on the scene and bam, they need a fire on the spot, boom, here's your fire. I got your fire right here. You need a knot tied, Austin? Bam, There's your knot. I got that knot taken care of. You know, it's just, it's, you know, it's given me an opportunity to man up. And I think a lot of us know I need as many opportunities to do that as I can. So, and in that also, you also just have an excellent source of brotherhood. You're friends with people that you probably never would have been friends with. I know that was kind of the case for me. And so you get a group of guys together, you're burping, you're farting together, you're throwing stuff in the fire to see if it'll burn, to see if it'll hiss, to see, oh, let's put this in there and see if it'll pop, you know. I know the leaders right now are just like, don't talk about that. But I mean, that's just kind of part of it. You know, I think last service, Michael said something about, you know, hanging out with the younger scouts. I remember we had this one guy, and we would, like, put him in his own duffel bag, and we'd, like, carry him around just because his bag was so big and he was so small. Yeah, yeah. And there was this one time. No. But in all of those ways, God has used scouting just as a vehicle in my life in those ways that I just mentioned, and he continually does that, and I'm just really excited for you guys and just all the things that and the opportunities that you have at this stage in your life. And so I just want to encourage you to just keep pursuing that, keep doing those things, and God will use that to really grow you into the man that he's created you to be. So
thank you, Justin.
You do that, don't you?
Call on my first scout, Michael Bryson. Michael is 14 years old. He's in the 8th grade, and he's a life scout. I think he's actually my newest life scout.
I did this last session, and I'm supposed to be ready, which was a big surprise. Thank you, Kevin. I only thought I was going to do it once, so I'm a little unprepared. And I'm supposed to be the Boy Scout, right? I can't tell you what scouting and being a scout means to me until I tell you what scouting has done for me. Along the aspects of friendship, when I first got into scouts, I didn't have many friends, only the people that I hanged out at recess with. Beyond that, I didn't have any friends. When I got into scouting, my first day, it's probably one of my worst days, there's a kid named Alan Wombles. He was there, and I had never gotten along with this kid. Absolutely did not like him. No one liked him, and we were so mean to him. We were mean to him. Even the leaders were mean to him. And as Justin was saying, scouting helps you grow. And now that I've grown over these last 2 years, Alan is my best friend. Yeah. Big shake up there. He's my best friend, and I couldn't do anything without him. I have some of my best memories with that kid. Scout camp, what can I tell you? 300, 400 guys all together, just, you know, as Justin was saying, burping, farting, throwing stuff in the fire. My best memories are at scout camp, climbing Scorpion Hill, throwing rocks into the creek, you know, picking up scorpions. Tell me about it. When I learn new things because of scouting, I feel joy. How some people get joy from God, their friends, music. I get a sense of happiness as if I've done something worthwhile, something that might not last for everyone else, but will last for me. This previous year at scout camp, when we were being called on call night for the Foxman, I remember the first line of people who called. I think it was maybe 10 people called or something like that. London got called, and then the guy started walking away. I looked at Alan, and I swear I felt my heart just pop. Wow, what just happened? London got picked, and I didn't. But then another guy came out, and they started calling more lines. And then on the second line, I got called, and I wanted to jump up like an idiot and start screaming and shouting and dancing all over the fire, just being like a little kid at Christmas, but I didn't. I kept it in check, but I had the biggest grin in my mouth. Like, ever since I've been in scouting, it's helped me become a better person. I'm more independent, I'm stronger, I'm a better leader. As Justin was saying, when you order people around, it doesn't really work out. You get into fights, you get into arguments. That was basically the first few months of scouting for me. I had to learn the hard way about having to be a leader. But now that I'm older and I'm friends with everyone, they look up to me, even though I'm not the scout or the patrol leader, they look up to me as the leader to guide them. I don't know why. I didn't ask for it, but I'm honored. They trust me enough to be in charge and tell them what to do. You know, not that I am mean sometimes. From them, I learn how to be a better leader because I'm interacting with them every day at school, on the phone, texting, internet, everything. Me and Alan, Avery, we're together all the time. We do everything together. We talk, everything. And from them, I've learned how to be a better person and how to be a better friend. Without scouting today, I guarantee I would not be the person I am. I would be someone most of you would probably not like, a mean and bitter person because of the way my life was going then. With scouting, I have learned how to make friends and be there and just be a good person in whole. I haven't worked out all my flaws, but I'm working on it. And I know that with my friends, I will wipe half of them away, which will be good. Before scouting, I've watched my mom struggle her entire life. She has 4 jobs, and she works, and all she does is care about her 4 kids, me and my 2 little sisters and my older brother. My little older brother, all he's ever done is make it hard on her, doing drugs and getting locked up. And I've seen from him how he was turning out, and I saw how he hurt her, and I never wanted to be like that in my entire life. And that is also one of the reasons I became a scout, to show to her that she had someone that could be there for her as a son, as someone she could trust and be there to take care of my little siblings anytime she need. Drop everything and work for her, because that's my family. My family comes first before anything. I remember a couple years ago, my mom, this was after I got into scouting, my mom, she wanted to take us to Sedalia to buy new clothes for school. And she wanted to spend money, you know, to make us look nice for everyone else. And that day, I decided I never wanted another JCPenney clothes at all. Now, I settle for Walmart, because I know that's easier for my mom. I know it helps her, $14 pair of jeans compared to a $50 pair of jeans, when $50 could be spent on bills or electricity, gas money, whatever she needs, food. I'm trying to say is that without scouting, I would not be as aware of what life is really like, how hard it is, and I would be shielded, as I'd say, from everything that happens and how hard it really is. And I know that since I've become into scouting, that I've become a better person and whole. I've made more friends. I'm likable now. I was not likable back then. For some people, everyone has a piece of home where they can be happy and not have to worry about anything. For me, that's when I'm at Scouts, when I'm at a camp out, Scout camp, just canoeing down the river with my friends. Anything that has to do with just me and a few friends, just having a good time, just being boys. For some people, that might be with God, that might be with friends. It might be locked in the room, blaring music as loud as possible. But everyone has that one place that's special to them where they can be themselves no matter what. No matter what happens, they can always be themselves. And for me, that would be at scout camp or with scouting, anything that involves me being with my true friends. I know when someone needs help, they go to other things. Like, I've known people who, when they are hurt, when they have crisis situations, they go to drugs or they go to marijuana or something like that, break the law to take the pain away. When I am hurt or something like that happens to me, I go to scouting. I've recently got my little brother into scouting, And he is excited as a kid on Christmas every Wednesday. When if scouting is canceled, sometimes I think he's going to cry. It's that bad. He just loves it, and I know why. And I remember when I first got into scouting, I remember the exact same feeling, wanting to go every day, all the time. I just hope it stays like that for him forever. For me, scouting is kind of like a father figure. It puts challenges in front of me every single day, every time I go, every time I'm talking with Kevin or one of the leaders, they put a challenge in front of me, knowing that I will overcome it. And when I overcome it, I become stronger, a more independent person, ready for the future. And that is what scouting means to me.
Next speaker is the troop senior patrol leader. He's also a life scout. Austin Bear is a freshman, 15 years old, and has hair like Justin Bieber.
He tries to be funny. Scouting's been a part of my life since I was in first grade. I started out as a Cub Scout, doing crafts, doing the Pinewood Derbies, as he said, just having fun every time I went scouts on Tuesday. Now I spend 10 days away from home at summer camp, and we go camp, and we do things ourselves. We are able to be independent as we've gotten older. Scouting's kept me around good leaders and just good influences. It's given me a chance to hang with friends, to be with people that aren't going to push me the wrong way. It's kept me with people that are a great influence in a safe environment. We have fun without getting into trouble most of the time. But being a scout has also caused me to have many goals. Like, many of the ranks in scouts are something I've always, you just want them. They're something that they're just there for you to get. I want the goal of Eagle. Many of the scouts in our troop, the older ones, they have it, and you just look up to them. They're a leader. Being a Boy Scout constantly teaches me and my fellow scouts, we are always learning and trying to live by the Scout Oath and Law. We're always together, and we're just brothers. Now, as a senior patrol leader, I have the chance to be one of those leaders, to show these younger scouts and my fellow scouts how to lead and show them the way. We see, like, the younger scouts that have come in this year, we've taken them to campouts, we show them how to pitch their tents, how to make fires, and we remember when we were that young, when our older scouts taught us how to do that, how we didn't know the way, and they showed us. Now we're getting the chance to be able to show them and how we can be our leaders. Even when we don't want to do things, and Kevin asks us to do things that we don't want to do, we make it fun. We're always together. We always find ways to make things do how we want to do them, because we're with our friends. We're with people we want to be with. We're with adults that we want to be with. Scouting has kept me it's kept me with goals, and people have wanted me to do things. It keeps me, a lot of people, they have expectations. Many people want me to get Eagle. Kevin's constantly pushing me for Eagle. Mr. Miller is constantly pushing me for Eagle. It keeps me where I am. I know what I want to do. It just keeps me knowing where to go. It keeps me on the right track. And now, as I'm getting older, I can lead, and I can show these younger scouts and scouts my age how to go. I can try to lead them the same that older scouts and leaders have led me. As long as we don't kill all the younger scouts first. As long as we can lead them. But I hope scouting has been with me for about 9 years so far. I hope it stays with me until I'm 18. Thank you.
I'd like, at this time, I'd like all the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts to stand. All the leaders of the troop, would you stand, please? If you ever were a Scout, Cub Scout, Boy Scout, Girl Scout, would you stand? If you were ever a Scout leader, would you stand up? Let's give all of you a round of applause. Would all the Eagle Scouts remain standing? And any girls or women who are Gold Award winners or recipients? All of us Eagle Scouts. We have a senior Eagle Scout back there. Thank you, guys. I counted up, I think I have 19 members of the troop here and 8 leaders here today. I think we have 2 Cub Scouts. So some of the count for the Cub Master, you know, strings me up. So I'm already claiming our crossover. So just 2 weeks. I want to thank the church on behalf of the Scouts for your hospitality and allowing the troop to meet here every Wednesday night, to be so supportive of the program that we do, and all of you, whether you're active in scouting or not, have been supporters of this troop, and I want to thank all of you for that. It's kind of been a little bittersweet year for me. As I mentioned earlier, this troop has not always sailed along real smoothly. It's kind of been more like a roller coaster, and now we're in a pretty you know, high hill here. We're hoping we can keep going with the number of boys we have, and I don't know, you know, I'll have to refer to our, you know, troop historian. Have John, has there ever been 47 boys active in this troop?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. And that's go clear back to 1910, so, you know. high five on the... and he wasn't coached, John. He, you know, he did that all on his own, so... But we have started to see those 4 boys that I had 6 years ago. 3 of those now have turned 18 and are no longer scouts. 2 of them are actually assistant scoutmasters with the troop, and that's Cole Sihe and Alan. So both of them have completed the journey as Boy Scouts and are now starting to give back as adults to the troop, and that's kind of neat to see that really come full circle for boys who were active all the way through Cub Scouts and now are adults and still involved and still active with the program. So again, thank you all for supporting us in what we do for these boys.
please join me in our song of invitation, Amazing Grace, number 378.
Now time for us to give of our tithes and our offerings. Will the ushers please come and wait upon us at this time as Mark plays for us.
Thank you.
Holy God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to give back to you, Lord. We thank you so very much for the amazing and wonderful gifts that you give us. The breath in our lungs. The life in our veins. The families that are positive and supporting and safe. We come together today, Lord, as a church family, celebrating your life in all of us. And I guess when it boils down to it, God, this is what we think of you and your gifts. We ask that your power, your powerful Holy Spirit, go with these gifts into the ministries of this church, into the ministries of this community of providing help, and into the ministries that go around this world to provide clean drinking water and clothes and food and medical supplies. We give you thanks and praise, God, for the amazing gifts that allows us to help others. We ask you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Her closing song is Awesome God. It's up on the screen. Join me. How awesome is our God?
Thank you for being here. We hope and pray that you have felt God's presence as we celebrate Boy Scouts today.
Scout sign. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. But shouldn't all of us be? Go forward. Be a light on a foggy day. Be a guide to somebody who's lost their way. Be willing to do your duty, no matter what the cost. Lord, just pray that you guide us on those foggy days. Help us be a guide to someone else. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.